welcome to the replay with Al and Al for the week of September 5th. This is a big week for us.
Huge week. Back to school week.
For back to school. Neither of us have returned back to school, thank God. But we have transitioned from our normal podcast. So for those of you who have been listening for a while, thank you for coming over with us. But now we are on the Friendly Bounce and are excited to be here.
Amen. And we're going to talk a little bit more about basketball than we have in the past, which is great because we love basketball.
Yeah.
And yeah. So, I am the L of the replay with L and L. Funny story about my name. So my name just keeps getting abbreviated. My first name, my parents named me Elizabeth.
Right.
But they had no intention of calling me Elizabeth. It's just on official documents. And they were like, we'll call her Ellie. And then they decided to spell it like L. So Ellie without the I, because my dad liked L McPherson.
And you look like a supermodel.
Totally.
So it was totally fitting.
Totally.
Yeah.
And then for the pithiness of our podcast name, it's just L.
Yeah.
So
I think you're an L, though. I think it suits you.
I think it does, too.
So why are you qualified to host this basketball podcast,
L? Well, I used to ball. I played basketball throughout my childhood and throughout college. I played basketball at Harvard, overlapped with Jeremy Lin for 1 year. He used to say hi to me, so we're kind of like, I'm kind of a big deal.
Right. The biggest of deals.
Yeah. So, I mean, I was a basketball player and, I just absolutely love basketball and always have. And that's why I'm qualified. And Ellie, tell us why you're qualified.
I wish that in that exchange I had not elected to let you go first, because I've just always wanted to say the phrase, I used to ball, and you, like, have it mean something.
You did used to ball. I mean, we've all played ball sports.
Right. I balled so hard for 5 minutes, and as will be a recurring theme throughout this podcast, like, pretty much the hardest day of my life was the day I was cut from the 5th grade basketball team.
Regrets.
It's like, I both regret trying out and, like, getting cut has just really damaged my psyche a lot. So, to make up for that, I own a lot of Jordan's shoes and a lot of flat-brim hats from various teams across the NBA.
For someone who stopped playing basketball as early as you did,
right, 10.
Your knowledge is extremely impressive.
Thank you. I have to say. Thank you for accepting me.
And I wouldn't put myself here with you.
Right.
And put L with Al if it wasn't.
Right.
If you weren't up there. So.
Oh my God! Thank God. So.
She's getting sappy.
We have a non-baller and a baller. So I love basketball for sure, and I watch a lot of basketball games. But on this show, we will talk a bit about the games and a bit about actual things that occur throughout the NBA and
indeed,
the WNBA at times college, but our biggest focus will be kind of true to what we've always done on the podcast, the intersection of basketball and pop culture. So what are the players doing as people? What are their Snapchats
are
like?
The players people, and what do they do?
What do they do?
They are people off the court.
I feel like our slogan
and
could
it's
be,
all kind of crazy.
If they're doing it, we're talking about it. Is that weird?
That's wrong.
So to kick it off, we did this when we first launched our podcast, but because we have a bunch of new listeners, we're going to do it again.
Since we're doing what should we call this?
A rebrand. Yeah.
A rebrand.
We have a new logo. We have a new website. We have everything
disco
is just
ball,
so fresh.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fresh.
Really fresh. So we're going to do a fresh round of questions.
Yeah, so y'all can get to know us.
Yeah, it's really exciting stuff.
So we're going to each ask each other some questions, some about us so that you can get to know us and you'll continue to get to know us in the future, and some about our love of basketball. So you can test if you really think we're worth it.
It's like podcast speed dating.
Yeah, podcast speed dating. Are you ready?
Ready, go.
Okay, Ellie's going to ask me first.
Okay, let's just start off with an easy, like a lob pass, if you will.
Oh, wow. Bounce pass?
Ooh, a bounce pass. Yeah. A friendly bounce.
A friendly bounce.
what is your favorite ice cream flavor?
Mmm.
This says a lot about a person.
I know. So I have celiac, so you're already getting to know me. So I actually loved baked goods, not ice cream that much growing up.
I concur, but still.
Right. So I have recently had to like ice cream more, because of the fact that I can't eat baked goods.
Life is hard.
Right. Life is the hardest. I would say I really like mint chocolate chip, but my favorite is vanilla Swiss almond from Häagen-Dazs. Häagen-Dazs has excellent vanilla. It is so good.
It's high quality.
It's really high quality.
I told you I've always liked Häagen-Dazs because it kind of sounds like Hagedorn, which is my last name.
Oh, right. So now everyone's stalking
you. Fun fact, now you know.
Yeah.
Hagedorn. Spell Hagedorn. It right. Okay.
Don't spell it like Häagen-Dazs because that would be wrong.
Which number would you wear if you were drafted today by an NBA team?
Ooh, that's so good. I think I'm going to go with 23 because I can't ball, but like in the world in which I could ball, that would probably be right for me.
23?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
Like that.
Like the ego is just insane.
Like that Miley Cyrus song, right?
Exactly. Yeah, that's probably how
just
I would
Miley
be drafted.
Cyrus, not
just
no
Miley,
one else.
Just
yeah.
Miley.
Okay. Let's see. Okay. As an athlete, so Allie didn't say this about herself, but Allie was an amazing swimmer and the captain of the Harvard swim team. Kind of a big deal.
I was kind of like the Ryan Lochte of women's of women's swimming. I can't go to like 12 countries. It's really nuts.
You avoid gas stations.
Yeah,
too
for
older.
Sure.
So as an athlete, did you ever have? I was a little bit superstitious.
Okay, yeah.
I kind of went in phases, but did you ever have, like, a game time, like, superstition or, like, a pre-game routine that you had to follow?
When I was younger, I used to do the sign of the cross because I was a nice little Catholic girl, like, before a race. And then as I got older, you would have ready rooms. So you saw Phelps, like, make the angry face in the ready rooms. So you would have ready rooms. I tended to just, like, really chat people up in the ready room, which is both normal for my personality and not surprising, and I feel like I really just, like, threw people off, because they're like, why is this girl talking to me about everything?
So did you do that as a strategic, like, I'm gonna like, be really nice to this girl that I'm supposed to compete with?
Kind of. I liked being friends with them.
And then beating them and being like, bye, Felicia.
Bye, Felicia. I actually swam against a girl named Alicia, but she was really good, so I didn't get to say bye, Alicia, really ever.
I love that.
All right, I have a few for you. We'll alternate. What was your childhood nickname?
I had a few growing up. I mean, obviously, my name's Ellie Smelly.
Oh, right. That's too bad.
Which I've since figured out how to take ownership of, and sometimes I even sign my emails XOXO Schmelly.
Right.
So, you know, like, there's an example of overcoming.
Right.
Adversity.
Obstacles. For sure.
For a while, I was called, my track coach in grade school called me the goddess after I won 5 gold medals.
Wow.
At Regions.
That's really beautiful.
I was 12.
Yeah.
Actually, I was 11.
Right.
So, you know, that also explains my really high self-esteem.
Yeah, it should.
Even though I had braces and bangs and the worst skin ever.
And people were calling you smelly.
That's a great time.
So I feel like you needed
smelly
the
goddess. Right? But one of probably my favorite was when I played on the co-ed soccer team in 7th and 8th grade. Mm-hmm. And the boys called me Bambi because I ran like a deer.
Wow, I feel like that's really beautiful.
Isn't that really nice?
Yeah.
Yeah, like I kind of wish
emotional
that one,
about that.
Yeah, I kind of wish that I'd like held
on. I'll start calling you Bambi.
It was really like it was really nice. Yeah.
Okay, so this is an example of Ellie and I being similar in terms of our questions being similar. What was your sports number growing up and why?
I wore number 10.
Yeah.
Because Sue Bird was number 10.
Oh wow, that's so great.
And then number 10 wasn't available, so I went to number 1, and that's what I wore.
Because you're number 1?
I wore number 1 in college. Well, also because I was one of the skinnier kids, so it was, like, the smaller uniform.
Yeah.
But in high school, number 10 was taken, so I took number 3 for Allen Iverson.
Mmm. Big week for AI.
Big week for AI. And Shaq, right?
Yeah. We'll talk about that a little later. Yeah. Shaq, my good friend Shaq.
Your good friend.
We'll talk about
great
that
story.
Too.
Great story. Yeah. Great story. Great selfie came out of that.
All right. If you were a Starburst flavor, what one would you be and why? This is like us going on a first date. We know each other well, but like we're just out here.
But this is fun for us. Really like deepens our bond.
We both are onions.
Yeah.
Just keep
layers. And smelly.
Right.
Frankly. Gross. This is gonna, people are gonna turn off the podcast now. I'm not a big Starburst person.
Okay.
But I like the pink flavor.
Oh, thank God. I thought you were gonna say yellow.
No.
But I didn't say which one.
I don't
which
hate
one would
yellow.
You be? Like, which one embodies you?
I mean, am I cool enough to be pink? Probably not. So I'm probably, I'm probably orange.
Cause it's like good.
It's
not
like
yellow.
Good. It's like not great. Right. Like I'm not like flashy enough to be red. Right. I'm not like the cool girl to be pink. And I'm not like a complete doid as yellow. So I'm orange.
All right. Well, you guys didn't know that you're about to go to therapy with us, but,
that was three, right?
Yeah.
Okay. While we're on food, cause I love food. What is, and I asked a variation of this when we first opened the podcast, what is one snack that you wish was available at a normal concession stand in a stadium or arena?
Oh.
Like, that they don't have.
Yeah, yeah. Man, I mean, I feel like all these concession stands have just gotten too bougie. Like, I come to a sports game because I want to eat some chips with some gross nacho cheese. Like, I don't need to eat Shake Shack.
Right.
I like Shake Shack, but, like, I don't need to eat Shake Shack.
I mean, at the U.S. Open, at that new stadium, they have a crepe station.
Right.
Do you think I want to eat crepes while
I don't need
I
a crepe
Serena
and, like,
Labs?
A $20 glass of wine.
Right.
I just want some nachos.
Right.
So I guess I would say, like, it's more a hope for the future that they continue to serve those little tortilla chip discs.
Let's
and
not
that
go
disgusting
for-
nacho cheese.
Let's
that's
not
so good.
Go forward. Let's go backward.
You want me to go backward? Oh, yeah. Let's go backward. That's my message to stadiums.
You love
like,
the
people
queso
go,
cheese.
I love that queso cheese.
Allie once talked 25 minutes on queso cheese.
Yeah, about fake
some
cheese.
Some of you have listened to that.
Fake cheese.
And it's and the love for queso cheese
I would
is real.
Rub fake cheese all over myself.
What is...
No?
One day.
Was that weird?
What is your favorite talent, like, odd talent of yours that you have?
Okay. My favorite odd talent is that I spot celebrities everywhere. So, like, Ellie and I live in New York City, and this isn't even, like, a good talent because it doesn't really lead to anything except one awesome encounter with Shaq recently.
Well, it leads to, I would say, once in every 10 encounters, it leads to, like, a great photo.
A great photo.
A great photo.
Exactly. So, we live in New York City. We live downtown.
See peeps.
There are people everywhere.
Yeah.
And all of my friends, even like my friends will be with me, and I'll be like, oh, that's so-and-so. Oh, that's so-and-so. Mm-hmm. In the last 2 weeks alone, I've seen one man who... So let me back up. The reason why I see people is that I'm often on my phone and doing many things, but I'm also, like, looking at every single person's face on the street, and I have a bizarrely encyclopedic knowledge of celebrities.
You have... Well, you're good at remembering faces.
Faces.
Yeah.
So, I see these people's faces, and, like, when
I'm
other
sure
people...
I'm sure there's a word for that, but
well,
I
like,
don't
people are
is.
In a hat or something, or, like, it's dark out, so the person I saw last night, which I'll tell you in a second, it was dark out, and they were just, like, leaning against a car, and I wasn't even looking straight at them. I was just like, that's, like, a nice-looking tall man. And then I looked, and I was like, is that Alex Rodriguez? And it was Alex Rodriguez.
Shut up.
Yes.
You
I was
saw
walking,
A-Rod last
yeah,
night?
Yeah, I was
Where?
Walking to get poke, which is the new thing in New York City.
Poke is in, everybody.
Poke is the new yogurt.
I'm not...
I have never tried it, though.
Why are we calling it the new yogurt? Is it high in protein?
No, poke is... You know how there used to be, like, Pinkberry, yogurt
yeah.
land, like, yogurt
oh,
everywhere?
Yeah. Now you go to, like, a poke.
Poke. Yeah. So poke is the new yogurt.
Kids are too hip for me.
Right. So I was going to the poke stand, poke stop, whatever, and then as I was walking there, I walked by A-Rod talking to, like, a small girl with a 23andMe backpack. So I think he's still just trying to prove that, like, he didn't
still
ruin.
Got it.
He still got it.
Wow,
but
amazing.
2 weeks ago, guess who I walked by?
You didn't tell me about this already?
No, I didn't tell you about it, I don't think. A man who has literally ruined me, where, like, I can't date anyone in a normal adult relationship.
Drake.
Not Drake. I would have passed out. I would not be here right now.
I know.
Joshua Jackson.
Wow.
He played Charlie Conway, love of my, like, age 6 to 12 life, and Pacey Witter, love of my middle school life.
In Dawson's Creek.
And I walked by him right before he had that 8-hour-long date. I walked by him at the Bowery Hotel, literally his way to start the 8-hour date with that lady.
Who is the lady again?
His co-star
oh,
in The Affair.
Oh, what's her name? Oh, yeah.
I forgot.
It's important, but it's not.
She's inconsequential.
Google it. 8-hour date. Joshua Jackson.
Okay. Do I have to ask you one?
That's great. Yeah, do two, and then we'll go back.
What is your alcoholic beverage of choice?
Oh my God, I had this one written out. I'm on a big beer kick right now.
Ellie's drinking a, like, bizarre, overpriced pumpkin beer that actually says it tastes like pumpkin pie crust.
It's also called Pumpking.
Yeah.
Minus the P.
Right.
And honestly, I was skeptical, and it's worth all $10.
You're a huge fan?
I'm a big fan. Thank you.
Closely related, next question. Okay. What is the NYC establishment you frequent the most?
You know what I'm
going to say. I'm baiting you. Yeah, sorry.
Well, besides my place of work.
Right. Yeah, food, sorry. I meant food. Like food or drink related.
Food or drink related.
Yeah.
It's gotta be this place that we all know and love called West End Market, which is right near Allie's apartment, because we tend to podcast from Allie's apartment, and all my friends happen to live, all three of my friends that exist in New York City, happen to live within a 4-block radius of this place.
Yeah.
So I'm like, oh, sure, I'll come over, because it means I can get dinner at West End Market.
So to be clear, West End Market isn't some cool, trendy place. It's literally a grocery store. But Allie goes there.
It's a grocery store with fantastic prepared food. And my dish of choice is always, almost always, I would say 85% of the time, turkey meatloaf, which is amazing.
Yeah.
All right. So everyone get on board.
Get on board.
Find the West Side near you. Okay. How many more do you want to do? Like 3 each?
Yeah.
What is or who is your favorite NBA dog?
Easy question. Well, actually, not the easiest, because I like Russell's little dog.
Of course.
He has, like, a little...
What's Russell's dog's name?
I'm pretty sure it's Brody.
Is that why you love saying Brody?
No, he loves to say it. He calls his brother the Brody. He calls himself... His hashtag of choice is don't hate the Brody.
It just makes me think of Brody Jenner.
Right. But it's spelled D-I-E, so very different. Don't hate
like
the Brody.
Like a Brody beer.
Like a bro, but a Brody.
Like a bro on the road.
Yeah. Don't hate the Brody. But my favorite dog is obviously Rocco. Rocco Thompson. Clay Thompson's bulldog. Who, like, Clay doesn't have a lot of friends.
Because Clay has a bulldog named Rocco.
Clay only hangs out with his dog, Rocco.
And maybe someone else.
I don't think so. As you know, I think Clay lives a life of silence and solitude. That is really just Clay, Rocco, walking around Oakland... And, like, skeezing people out. That's, like, the fantasy life I have for Clay. And, like, he's always wearing, like, jeans with the little hole for the paintbrush. Like, carpenter jeans. That's what I imagine.
Do you think he paints?
No, but I think he wants to, like, paint a house with Rocco. Like, he wants to move to the wilderness with Rocco.
I can see that.
But
actually.
I think Rocco's a city dog, and he refuses.
He seems like he's, what's the word? An introvert.
He is, yeah.
He's like an artsy, misunderstood introvert, Clay Thompson.
I understand him.
And Rocco.
So does Rocco.
Okay. So one more.
Yeah.
Okay. How about if one NBA mascot was your spirit animal, what would it be?
I'm going to have to go with my native son.
Oh, that's not where I thought you were going to go.
Oh, no, yeah, I'm going Phoenix Suns. I'm very, you know, bright and cheerful. I'm going Phoenix Suns.
I like that.
Don't I lighten up your life?
Allie's from Phoenix, everyone.
I'm from Phoenix.
I like that. I'm picturing, like, an old school Charles Barkley, like...
Yeah, I have one, but I've been fighting with my brothers over it for, like, 10 years, and nobody will let me take it from my home.
We should really make investments in vintage jerseys.
Yeah, but the problem is I literally own a number 34, 1993 Charles Barkley jersey, but my mom keeps telling me, quote, it's your brother's, and she might be, quote, right, but it doesn't mean I don't want it.
That's amazing.
Okay. Who has your favorite... post-NBA career?
Oh, wow. Favorite post-NBA career.
Or WNBA. Your favorite post-league career.
This is really making me think, though. I mean, I feel like a lot of them do the same thing.
Yeah.
To be honest.
There are a few that, like, stick out.
I don't know. I'm just going to speak from the heart here. And
okay.
Based on what I, like, the project I've been working on at work. Kareem.
Oh, that's such a good one.
Kareem.
Wow.
Kareem, like...
I also saw Kareem at a hotel on my way to a date this year.
Kareem, I just saw Kareem at work recently, too.
Kareem is a short man.
He's just so well-spoken, and he writes for Time, and just, like, does...
And he was in New Girl.
Yeah, he's in New Girl.
Right.
Back when he was still playing, he was in funny movies, too. He was in Airplane, which is one of my favorite movies of all time.
Kareem is a great choice. I can't believe I wasn't going to say Kareem.
I mean, they all, like, they're... I could pick a bunch of people.
I was going to say Magic. Magic's had a great career. Yeah. He, like, owns the Dodgers and stuff.
He was great.
And his son is, you know...
I mean, a star on E!
Yeah. And Magic is literally the worst person on Twitter in the entire universe.
Fuck yeah.
That will be a frequent topic that we discuss on the podcast.
Someone needs to be.
Someone
needs to take the heat off Kanye.
Magic and his wife just celebrated their 25th wedding anniversary. I believe in Saint-Tropez. They had their own hashtag, EC25, Irvin Cookie. His wife's name's Cookie.
Oh, I know all about Cookie.
Yeah, Cookie is the shit. And, I mean, nobody's as good as EJ, but we can talk about them later.
Cookie stayed with him through
literally everything.
Literally all that
Cookie,
shit.
Cookie is there. Cookie is the literally ride or die.
Cookie is ride or die.
Okay. If you could win a date... with one NBA player.
Oh, my God.
Like, win a day with Tad Hamilton style.
It's funny. I had this, like, a variation of this question for you as well.
Our interns who screened these questions did not do a good job telling us where there was overlap. But we have plenty of extras, so no worries.
They were just pissed they couldn't be in the closet.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like, I don't want to be predictable, but, like, you know who I'm going to say.
That's okay. They don't.
Frank Kaminsky.
Yeah.
But, like... It would be a close call between Frank the Tank and Dirk Nowitzki.
Oh.
Basically, like, all the skis.
All the skis.
all the skis, but I would also enjoy dining with Blake Griffin as well.
Right. Oh, I feel like, yeah, Blake
would be
a great little dinner
date.
He
would actually be so funny.
Right, right.
And cool.
Yeah.
And he just hosted, I was just listening to... another podcast, which I won't mention.
Right.
But he just hosted some, like, comedy. He's, like, really into comedy.
Yeah, Blake's hilarious. His Kia commercials are, like, laugh
his
out
Kia
loud.
Commercials are great. And his, I'm still not over when he went on Broad City. That was amazing.
Yeah. Right.
Everyone should Google that if they haven't seen that.
If they haven't, what are they doing here?
They're probably not here.
Last question each.
Okay. All right. Let's make it a good one. Okay, so, similarly, if you had to have dinner with one of these three people, who would you pick?
Ooh.
Russell Westbrook.
Okay.
Kevin Durant or Steph Curry.
Ooh. Do I get to pick where, or, like, what's, like, the dinner setting?
It's same, like, Tad Hamilton?
Okay, because I would pick... dinner with Steph if, like, it was at his house and Ayesha, like, cooked.
I knew. As soon as I said Steph Curry, I was like, fuck, I should have made it Ayesha Curry.
No. I would pick Steph, but I'm gonna pick Russell.
That's what I figured.
Yeah. I just...
You know.
I
knew.
Russell. Because Russell and I would just wear, like, some really... Well, we would probably wear the same outfit.
You and Russell...
We'd have an uncanny similar sense of style.
His outfits at this year's All-Star Game, I was like, Allie has that. And I've seen Allie
No, I literally have multiple split screens of Russell and I wearing the same outfit.
Yeah.
So, hashtag, don't hate the Brody. His hashtag for his clothes is Fashion King. And I want to make mine on my Instagram, Fashion Queen. But I feel like nobody would get that it's a play on Russell, and they would just think I was really self-absorbed. So I can't do it.
We can see.
We can test it.
I mean, I think what you should do is put some testers out there, like some pick stitch,
side by
side.
Speaking of which, y'all should follow us on Instagram. Mine is Allie, D-A-A-L-I-C-Show. D-A-L-I-C-Show. Like, D-A-L-I-G-Show, but... The Ally C Show.
Her last name's Clark.
Yeah.
And mine is, so I said earlier, my last name is Hagenorn.
Yeah.
So about 2 years ago, my little sister realized that Hagedorn can rhyme with Swagadorn.
Right. She's
so
a genius.
She's a genius. She's very, very smart.
Right.
We're very proud of her.
Right.
So my Instagram is E Swagadorn.
Right.
That's SWAGE D as in David ORN, because sometimes people think it's a B.
B, yeah.
Dorn.
Swagaborn is kind of not as cool as Swagadorn.
It's like really doity.
Yeah.
I can't believe people think that's a real name.
Okay. Last question for you.
Okay.
This is a question that I ask people frequently to judge whether or not I think they're a good person. So,
do you give to charity?
No. It basically comes with a thing I can elaborate later, which I tell all of my friends to ask dates that they go on. It's called the Kobe test. So the question is just, who is your favorite basketball player of all time?
My favorite basketball player of all time. Like, to watch, or, like, who
whatever
I want
to be? Whatever you want to say.
I mean...
It can be whatever you want.
Yeah, it's Sue Bird.
It's Sue Bird.
It's Sue
so
Bird.
So what that would tell you is, like, you actually care about basketball, you like women's basketball,
yeah.
You know who you are, but there's a thing where if a man tells you Kobe, you run in the other direction if you're on a date with them. Not that they're, like, necessarily an inherently bad person, but it's been proven by many test runs of this, that the men who answer Kobe, you can't be in a relationship with them. That's not what they're looking for.
Well, I also feel like
it's 100% accurate.
I also think that, well, here's why this wouldn't work for us. Kobe is like a stock answer. It's like,
yes.
Oh, I'm bullshitting. I don't really watch basketball.
Or you're actually just passionate about Kobe, in which case, like, well, I don't want to alienate listeners this early on.
You're right. If I had to pick, you know who I really do love to watch is James Harden. He's so fun to watch. I know.
That is going to be controversial AF.
Sorry, team.
Okay, so now you got to know us a little bit better, and hopefully you're still listening.
If you're still here, cheers.
We're here to party for the rest of the NBA season. So the NBA season is coming up, and we are excited to talk to you about all the shenanigans that will occur off the court over the course of the season.
So much is happening.
All the shenanigans. But summer was a thing, too. They don't hibernate anymore. They don't disappear for summer.
Thanks to social media, they're out and about. We know what they're doing. We know what they're up to. And the Olympics, I mean...
Yeah, like, in some cases, we got to know them better over the off season than we got to know them during the season.
Indeed.
So we're just going to do, you know, a little bit shorter segment this time than normal on basketball. And we're going to cover our thoughts on the winners and losers of summer 2K16. Yeah.
Yes.
So who's your first winner? Who was a winner for you, Elle?
So, I just have to address the, again, I feel like I sound like such a weirdo, like, women's basketball fan.
No.
But.
Beat the drum.
And I'm not saying the men's Olympic team were losers, but the U.S. women's basketball team fucking kicked ass, and it was such a great assortment of, like, old players and new players.
Yeah.
And, like, Elena Deladon, I've told you this, Elena Deladon played on my club team.
I didn't know that.
Well, she was a year older than me, but...
She's only a year older than you, which means she's younger than me.
She's technically 2 years older than me, but she, like... You know, did the whole, like, oh, I'm going to stay back
but I feel really inadequate right now.
It's fine. Anyway, she's the reason why, like, my team got into all these high-end tournaments. Because they thought we had Elena Deladon on our team, and we did not. But they just kicked ass.
Yeah.
Like, the men, I was actually a little disappointed with our men's team.
Yeah.
But I know you think that Melo had a great summer.
Yeah, and he did. So I think, like, so this, I would call this, and this is, you know, I thought this was a bit of a hot take, but it's been all over Twitter this week.
Right, because he's been out and about on the town.
It's officially, I think, the summer of Melo. I
was pretty fucking Melo this summer.
It's the summer of Melo. His hashtag is Stay Melo, but instead of a Y, I think he uses a 7, which makes, like, literally no sense. but stay mellow.
I'm in.
Yeah. And so most people would say, kind of along your lines, that it was the summer of mellow because he ended his Olympic career with a gold medal and as the all-time Olympic scorer for the United States, passing, you know, Jordan, like tons of greats that have played. But for me, the reasons why it was the summer of mellow were his recent attendance at Beyonce's birthday party.
May we all be blessed with that invitation one day.
I'm confident I never will be. But I'll dream.
One day. Maybe if we just sneak in the back door.
Yeah. And his recent appearance at the Made in America Festival.
And his recent appearance at the bodega in his robe.
That's currently the front runner for my Halloween costume.
I'm
dressing up as Mellow for Halloween.
I have a fluffy robe like that, actually. Like, floor-length fluffy robe.
No, but I'm ordering it online, and I'm getting Mellow embroidered on it. I'm going full Mellow.
Can you put...
That was so inspirational.
Can you put Stay Mellow on the back?
I don't know. What do you think he has on the back of it? I also just think that people don't consider Mellow and Lala hard enough. As, like,
An amazing power couple.
Yeah! They've been together, like... I remember when they got together and she was an MTV VJ.
Yeah.
And I was, like, in middle school.
Wasn't he, like, playing... Was he playing for Denver?
The Denver Nuggets. Yeah. And they got together and she got pregnant. And I think everyone was like, oh, yeah, this will last 6 months. Like, Lala from MTV just got pregnant with Mello's baby. And she, like, moved to Denver.
For obvious reasons, sometimes it's hard to take someone whose name is Lala on paper seriously. And you know what? She's proven us all wrong.
All wrong.
And they are a nice couple.
I also think the other cool thing is, like, she didn't kind of just disappear into... She could have, as an MTV VJ, like, been like, well, you know, who knows? I don't know what else is ahead of me. Yeah. And I married Carmelo Anthony, so I'm just going to, like, flitter away into, like, the world of being a basketball wife. But has actually emerged as kind of an actress in her own right. She's in new movies every year, new shows... I mean, and the other thing that I think is really cool that shows they're, like, legit people with good heads on their shoulders, I get really passionate about things like this, so I'm just going to keep getting passionate about it, is I once watched an episode of Keeping Up with the Kardashians, so Kim and Lala are very good friends.
I believe that.
Okay. They're very good friends, and Lala and Kim were having a conversation, I think when Kim was dating Chris Humphries, which was a huge mistake on her part.
Wait. I'm sorry to interrupt, but did you see the article on ESPN?
Oh, that yes! Said
that Chris Humphries
used to
had
be
a better
Phelps.
Time
I know.
Than Phelps and Lochte when
that
they were like
so
10 or 11.
That was really good.
I was like, what could have been?
No.
All right, anyway.
But that was very
more,
funny.
It's on to more important things.
But so they were having this conversation, and I remember Kim being like, well, how do you know? I don't know. It's just so complicated. He seems to not really value me, blah, blah, blah. And Lala was saying, she goes, we only have one kid because Keon, their son, who they both seem to just, like, really love and adore, and he's, like, adorable. But because, like, I know for Mello to maintain his travel schedule and for me to maintain my work, like, we cannot parent another kid.
Yeah.
Like, we won't be good parents.
They're sensible people.
And I was like, damn, Lala has really thought about this. And they really still just have one kid. They're both still young. They can definitely have others.
Yeah.
But it was like, oh, this is a thing that they've, like, come to a normal, human, mature decision.
They're a good couple. I agree. Yeah. I think you just proved a great point.
Right,
that
thanks.
They are an underappreciated NBA celeb power couple.
Yeah. So...
And I recently just started following her on the gram.
Oh, yeah.
And now I'm like, she posted, you know what? She posted a great picture of, I guess maybe this was from Beyonce's party.
Mm-hmm.
Was it themed?
It was themed 70s Soul Train.
She posted a picture with Diddy.
Oh, yeah. Diddy.
With the hair.
Oh, yeah. Diddy had.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
It's the best thing I've seen in a long time.
Yeah, Diddy had a lot of flow happening.
And he was, like, working it. He had his sunglasses off for once. I was like, whoa.
I feel like we should have been there next year.
I saw Diddy last week.
You did. We'll be at Beyonce's 40th.
Yeah, we will.
Mark our words.
I'm going to put that on the calendar
right now.
See
you in 5 years.
What were your other...
Should we do a loser? Let's do a loser. We've Brian been too Lochte? Positive.
Brian Lochte's the ultimate
Brian Lochte's a wannabe baller. Okay, let's stick with New York, because Mello is, like, the ultimate Nick. He won't leave. for reasons that are, like, so unclear
you
to anyone
leave
else.
Because in other parts of the country, you would get arrested for showing up at a bodega in, like, a weird bathrobe.
You're totally right. He couldn't run his venture capital firm.
He couldn't run his venture capital firm. And you can't, like, walk into, like, a 7-Eleven in a bathrobe in, like, a lot of parts of the country and just be like, yo, like,
I'm here to party.
Like, but in New York, I mean, you can...
You were probably the most normal
person
in that
bodega. You're probably the most normal. I mean, especially in my old neighborhood, those bodegas were cray.
So, Mello the ultimate Nick, but we think that a real loser this summer was Knicks fans.
Bum, bum, bum.
Right?
Yeah, I mean, well, we have to discuss Shumpert.
Yeah. No. So, I mean, there's the obvious Knicks fans lost in the whole, like, let's just become the Bulls 2.0 situation, which was just, like, a bizarre set of decisions. Like, the Bulls move east. And that's, like, the obvious angle to take here, but we're just going with, it was the summer where Knicks fans...
I mean, J.R. Smith and Iman Shumpert, like...
Had
the time of their lives this year, and Knicks fans are just like, what the fuck happened?
Like, J.R. Smith used to literally untie people's shoes while at the free throw line. Which is the best YouTube video I've ever seen. The number of my friends who don't care about basketball, who I used to show that video to and get them, like, totally hooked, is, like, plus or minus 20.
I mean, still one of the best things for me was the J.R. Smith tattoo shirt, which was a joke, but then demand got
so
high.
Did you not buy that for me?
No, I didn't.
That's really depressing for our friendship.
Funds were low. funds were low this summer. I was jet-setting about...
You were having the summer of Mello.
I was having the summer of Mello. How did I not buy that? That's so fucked up.
That's really mean.
Well, maybe I can get that for you to
wear
under
on.
The robe.
Let's move on. Yeah, so later in the night, I go from Mello to JR, circa, like, 11 p.m. when it gets
weird. Yeah, when you get really lit. All right. As the kids are saying.
But yeah, I mean, JR had the time of his life.
JR had the time of his life. I actually was just watching footage of, like, the Cavaliers parade for work the other day, and, like, those guys just, like, it was amazing.
It was mayhem.
Like, it was, like, and it was, I know at the time when we originally podcast about it, I was a little upset. I wasn't, like, super happy with the Cavs winning, but upon watching it now, I'm, like, this was awesome.
Like, those people deserve to have that much fun. That was the most fun I've ever seen in public.
They had so much fun.
For that many people.
They had so much fun.
So not only
did... J.R. Smith and his daughter doubted him, too.
His daughter doubting him was also amazing. So J.R. had the time of his life for, like, a 72-hour shirtless period.
Amen.
Then he went and got, as he said, 2 rings in 1 year. He went and got married in Amsterdam. Of course he did. In a white dinner jacket. There is literally nothing classier than a white dinner jacket. And J.R. Smith went from shirtless to married in a white dinner jacket in one summer.
You know what that screams? That just screams, like, versatility.
J.R. is versatile, if nothing else.
I'm like, the Cavs gotta keep him on just for that. Yeah. Like, I can do this, but I can also do this.
He can do,
like,
anything. And J.R. wasn't the only one.
J.R. was not. No, Iman. I mean... I don't want to go into, like, the fact that I was at home last Sunday with my mom, watching the VMAs, texting Allie, being like, what is Kanye saying? What's happening? And then the video dropped, and I'm like, my mom and I, which, like, should be weird for us to watch this video, right? And my mom and I are like, oh my god, like, who is this lady? This is amazing.
She's so naked.
And then the video gets to the end, and I'm like, wait, is that Iman Shumpert? And then Allie was like, oh my god, Iman Shumpert, like, man of the year.
Man of the year.
He's had an unbelievable year.
Him in the shower, I have never wanted to go to a gym so quickly in my entire life. Like, I feel so awful.
I mean, wow. So, like, another power couple. Underappreciated.
Power couple. Bagging up, Iman Shumpert leaves the Knicks, delivers his baby... In his own house. Cuts the umbilical cord with his Beats by Dre headphones. Yep. Like, no product placement even. Just, like, low-key. No. I feel like Beats by Dre didn't do enough to, like, leverage that.
It really should have,
like,
capitalized on,
like, you can not
that.
Only listen to music, but you can save your baby's life.
Totally. They really should have played that up. And, yeah.
Then...
I know, now...
He wins a championship.
How did he... I don't want to get into, like, logistics.
I think you just tied a knot and just, like, cut it hard.
Okay. Because now that we're going to have, you know, like, wireless headphones with all our new
headphones. Yeah, but, like, Apple didn't even consider this when they launched.
I mean,
like, how are you supposed to deliver a baby these days?
Like, I mean, what's the backup plan?
Oh, my God. With all of the bad, with all of the funny, like, AirPod memes, nobody made the Iman Shumpert meme.
I can't believe that Apple didn't take this into account.
It's, like, discrimination.
I'm pissed.
Discrimination.
I'm still probably going to ask for a new work iPhone.
Right.
Starting on Monday.
Yeah. And then he wins a ring. Then Homeboy stars in the new Kanye video. First as a hot naked dude with hot naked woman who also happens to be his baby mama who just had a baby 9 months ago and looks like that. Then as a weird cat.
Yeah, that was weird.
It got so weird with all the sheep. That was so weird and so cool. Why are you with all the sheep?
But for some reason, I strangely felt comfortable with the sheep.
I felt so comfortable with the sheep.
I was like, yeah, of course, the sheep.
Of course, the
sheep. It was more her cat, or the cat face, that I was like, I don't know.
Right.
I don't trust this.
Okay.
I don't trust this fully.
Let's hit them with another winner.
Oh, yeah. Another winner. Well... We already gave Alan Iverson a shout out, but
he's winning right now
because I grew up watching AI.
Yeah,
He gets inducted into the Hall of Fame tomorrow,
right?
And I am really excited for him,
right?
And
me
for
too.
Philadelphia, because as we know, all Sixers fans could use a little bit of an uplifting moment,
other than Joel Embiid's Instagram.
Oh, when he, what are you talking about?
Joel is the best on social media.
He's good. I haven't seen... What has he been doing lately?
Let's get him on the court, but, like, Joel crushes social media. His frequent posts of just normal photos with the hashtag We All From Africa.
He's not
Or his acronym, WAFA. Yeah, he is.
Is he?
Yeah.
Is he born in Africa?
I'm gonna Google this.
I don't know if he is.
He played at Kansas.
Yeah, that doesn't mean shit.
No, I mean, I know everything about everybody who played at Kansas.
Right, okay. Well,
he's not from the United States.
Oh, well, the most notable thing that I've seen of him was the Sixers did, like, a whole thing down the Jersey Shore, which is where my family also vacations.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's from Cameroon. I knew he was from Africa.
Fuck. I used to be so good at this shit. He just, like, he had, like, a little clinic or something down the shore.
Joel Embiid did?
No, the Sixers did.
Oh, okay.
And so they're down the shore, and, let me see how many times I can say down the shore in this podcast. And he just, like, straight up, there's, like, a little kid dribbling and, like, dribbling. He lets him go and then puts the shot up and literally just slams it in his face. Like, blocks it.
Oh, God.
So hard.
Joel.
And it was amazing.
Ugh.
And hilarious.
He is hilarious. Okay.
Also, Allie is a big Kansas fan.
Huge Kansas fan.
Go Jayhawks.
Rock chalk Jayhawk is how we like to say it.
What?
Yeah, rock chalk Jayhawk.
What's chalk?
It's a phrase. I'll teach you.
So Midwest.
I'll teach you. Okay, a last-minute addition to the winners that popped up on my Twitter feed right as I was prepping for this podcast is Drew Holiday.
One winner because he figured out, his mom figured out how to spell Drew, J-R-U-E.
Right, true.
Which, like,
it kind of makes way more sense.
It still boggles my mind how, like, phonetically perfect that
is. It's true. Yeah,
I'm like, that's
right.
Amazing.
His mom's right. But... while at the University of California, Los Angeles, the place where I'm convinced all true male basketball player love romances can start.
Oh my gosh, they're so
because
good.
Nina and Russell started there too. He met his wife, whose name is
Lauren Holiday.
Lauren Holiday, who played
U.S. soccer.
U.S. soccer, who now has a brain tumor, but it's benign.
Benign.
Inoperable. But she's pregnant, so she can't have the operation until October when her baby's due. But so, why Drew is the winner? Everyone's going to be healthy. His wife's going to be healthy. The baby's going to be healthy. But he's taking time off from the league to be with her.
It's a beautiful thing.
Like, what a dude.
He's a good man. He also played for the Sixers.
A really good man.
Yeah. I know. Maybe.
There are some good men in the National Basketball Association.
It's so true. Maybe UCLA. Maybe that's where we messed up. Maybe that's where we
Is that where we... My brother went to UCLA. Is that where we messed up?
Your older brother went to UCLA?
Yeah.
I don't know that.
Yeah, he lived next to Jordan Farmar and Aaron Aflalo, I think.
Shut up.
Definitely Farmar. I don't know about Aflalo.
I love Jordan Farmar.
Yeah. Speaking of UCLA, LeBron, I don't want to say LeBron is a winner from the whole summer, because, like, LeBron's summer was mediocre.
We can say he, I mean, he had a great summer, because technically he won the NBA championship in the summer.
Not technically, he actually did.
Technically, the end of the season was
You're right.
And he did the whole yacht boat cruise.
That's actually the one knock on the summer of Melo. He did not get to go on the banana boat repeat. Because of the Olympics. That would have, like, if they had just waited for him till after the Olympics, it would have been a perfect summer.
Yeah, they wanted their cruise, and they wanted it now.
They wanted it now.
Well, and the one thing I'll say, so you're referring to his video post on Instagram of for Kevin Love's birthday.
Right, where Kevin Love was on the cover of Sports Illustrated in his UCLA jersey.
Yes, I distinctly remember that cover when it came out. So you'll say that's a win for LeBron and for...
I would say, okay, so a loser that we had discussed, which I think is a loser, is Instagram video and other forms of video. Because so far as I can tell, and others can correct us if we're wrong, the only NBA player to really adopt non-Snapchat as their medium of, like, constant sharing is LeBron.
Agreed.
Right?
Agreed.
Like, everyone else is, like, all up in Snapchat. I'm convinced
In terms of video.
Video. I'm convinced Dwayne Wade...
The Instagram story thing is...
It's so weird.
So annoying.
But I think LeBron must be paid by Instagram, because he is just Instagram storying, has no Snapchat presence.
Or, for some reason, he's anti-Snapchat for reasons we don't know.
Maybe because of the Draymond reason. That's a big... It's a big, big no.
Potentially.
In the Snapchat world. But I just want to put a PSA out there to all of our listeners. If you want to tweet at Dwayne Wade and tell him that you'd be his friend, I think you can use them. Because based on his Snapchat presence, I'm just a little worried that he's, like, he really seems to love Gabrielle Union. He seems to really like to hang out with Chris Paul. But it really just seems like he hangs out with himself a lot on Snapchat. And I wonder if he needs more friends.
Now, is this...
He did a, 20-minute sing-along to Hamilton... Like, alone on Snapchat last week.
I mean, honestly, I think a lot of people do that, though.
I mean, yeah, I've done it, but I'm not Dwayne Wade. I would think he's, like, so cool.
No, I mean, it's the off-season, though. Like, they're bored. True. And it's the end of the off-season, so they're really bored. The one thing I want to mention about that I was struck by with the LeBron video...
Yeah.
was... His singing voice wasn't great, and I thought he was better than that.
Yeah.
And I think maybe there was, you know, he was trying to be funny, but...
Do you remember LeBron, or who does karaoke? Who used to do karaoke for the Heat for their charity? Chris Bosh?
LeBron, I've seen videos of LeBron, like, sing...
Right.
Karaoke, and it's not bad.
So they do, like, a charity karaoke thing for the Heat.
Yeah, and it wasn't bad. So then I listened to it, and I was like, this is bad. And then I... Like, I felt like the video was weird because it was like, okay, here's the cover of Kevin Love. And then you see, like, LeBron's hairy arm.
His hand was very
weird. His arm was, like, so weird. And I'm like, ugh.
I mean, like, a part of me kind of appreciates it because he's just trying to really reach out to Kevin Love ahead of the season to prove they're there for each other. But it was a very weird way to do so.
Just FaceTime him, for God's sake.
FaceTime him, for God's sake.
Or send him some Skittles, am I right?
Yeah. So, this is our final hot take. It's both a winner and a loser. Potentially about to get tipped into the winner for permanent category.
Winner for permanent is, in my book, always Frank Kaminsky. But then he posted this Instagram this week of him in a bathtub full of packs of Skittles.
The packs thing I don't like. Why didn't he take them out and just be in a bathtub of Skittles?
It's too messy.
Too messy?
It's too messy.
Right, and also
especially if that's if that's your own bathtub. Yeah, you have rainbow juice all over.
But I feel like he's just not committed to the Skittle. Marshawn would have taken them out of the pack.
Well, Marshawn also did the Skittles thing on a show when they, like, did all of the logistical crap.
Yeah, but Marshawn's been committed to... So Skittles are winners because of the... They're losers because Marshawn retired. The breaking news...
Breaking news says that Marshawn maybe isn't fully retired.
Yeah.
Maybe he's coming back.
He's thinking of coming back.
Wouldn't that be something? Especially because we all have done our fantasy drafts already.
Right. What a waiver wire that will be.
You're not kidding. I've had Marshawn on my team.
You should bet people, like, thousands of packs of Skittles.
I've had Marshawn on my team for the past 3 years. I've always had Marshawn.
I love Marshawn.
There's, like, something about
him. Go Bay Area. Well, we had a great time with you this week, and we will come back next week with even more hot takes on the NBA players' lives. Maybe if you beg us enough, we'll tell you how we felt about Draymond's Snapchat this summer. But likely not, because our mothers listen.
But likely not, because we have to keep it.
And we're ladies.
Keep it cool for the kids.
Yes. All right. Have a great weekend.
Bye.